Joined by head coach Heather Hall of the Princeton Lady Tigers. First coach's show here of the 2020 season. The season hasn't started yet for Princeton, although there's been a jamboree last week. And there's a game Saturday, Monday, and then Tuesday. And oh, by the way, we'll talk Tuesday a little bit. That's going to be a big game, conference opener for the Lady Tigers. Coach Hall, how are you doing today?
We're doing well, Tom. Second day of school is about over, and things are going okay so far.
So that's good. I feel like we're going to have to update every week, but getting the feet wet again, and it's really getting the feet wet because there wasn't school in the spring, so it's literally been about 6 months since anybody's been in the building.
Yes, it's very much just trying to get back into the swing of things and remember routines and rules and expectations and trying to get everybody back on track.
I didn't see a whole lot from jamboree results from your trip to Milan on Friday, but from what I saw, it looks like Gallatin's going to be better this year, Milan's going to be better this year, and your team obviously was there, and I'm not sure how you played, but was it pretty good competition for you and the Tigers Friday?
I think it was a really good first little bit of competition for us. You know, we're coming off of a season where we graduated 4 seniors that were really important for us defensively and offensively, so it's taken a lot of trial and error to figure out what our best lineup is going to be. So the jamboree was just perfect for that, for us to be able to see people in different positions and different situations, and I think that it was good for us.
What's the biggest thing that you and the girls discussed coming out of the jamboree with now a week getting ready to go to Albany Saturday?
We need to get a lot sharper and crisper on our defense. I don't expect them to be perfect at this point in the season, or, I mean, nobody's perfect ever, but we've got a lot of improvements that we can do, just not maybe necessarily with our mechanics, so to speak, but with our knowledge of situations and just getting that situational practice and knowing what we're going to do when the ball comes to us. So I think that's something that we definitely need to improve on. And our hitting, it came around the first couple innings. We struggled a little bit, but then we started coming through and had some good clutch hits. So we definitely have improvements to make, but it's the beginning of the season, and so I think that we, you know, we're going to start going in the right direction once we start getting some games under our belt and see girls in game-like situations, and that's going to change a lot of things for us.
Now with Milan, and yeah, I'm planning on talking to Coach Dodson here by the end of the afternoon, but they have Katie Pauly back, and they got a really good freshman class coming in, so I think obviously they're going to be better and improved. Did you get the impression, Coach, they bring a lot back, and they were very young last year. How much better do you feel like Gallatin's going to be this year after seeing them?
I definitely think Gallatin is going to be better this year. I think Baker, she's healthier than she was last year. I think she was battling some issues that limited maybe the innings that she was able to pitch, and so she's definitely one of their best athletes, and she gave us a good showing whenever she pitched against us. And so I think just that alone, having her healthier and stronger, is going to make their team that much better. So both Gallatin and Milan, I think, are stepping up their game from last year.
Now, I'm not going to sit there and say I know a whole lot this early part of the season about Albany softball, but just from what I do know, I feel like that's a program that's on the upswing and could have a very good season this year. Is that the same impression you get about this Albany team Saturday?
I think so. You know, since we've divided the conference over the last few years, we don't play them often, if at all, throughout this season. So I don't know them as well as we used to when we played them for sure every year, but I do know that they have some solid athletes over there, and they finished really well in their half of the conference last year. So I look for them to be tough competition for us on Saturday, which is a good way to open up our season to see how we go out and compete against teams like that.
Especially with a fairly young team compared to last year, Coach, it's at 10 o'clock in the morning game Saturday, and it's on the road. It's, you know, Princeton to Albany is not the shortest drive they ever put on the on 136. And the girls are going to be at a football game on Friday. So how they get up and, you know, and get their food in their system and get ready to go, those are things that, with a more veteran team, would not be as big of a deal. But with a younger team, getting ready to go for Saturday mornings would be a test.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different than just having a regular 5:30 p.m. start time. But a lot of these girls have been playing in some tournaments over the summer, and so I think that they're used to playing morning games. So I think that, yeah, it'll be a little bit of a different experience to start like that. But, you know, I think we're used to, based on this summer and just past year, you know, there's been a couple of years where the Albany tournament has been our first games and we've had to get up early and go over there. So I think that it'll be different for them. Waking up early, I can tell you right now, is different for all kids because they're not used to getting up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that they'll be able to adapt to just fine.
Monday, I always like this one, when somebody new gets added to a schedule. You go all the way over to Schuyler County to play the Rams. Traditionally, and I'm just kind of going off of what the old Tri Rivers when Milan is in that conference was, yeah, just a bunch of teams over there that were really, really good year in and year out. So I'd assume that Schuyler County on Monday is going to be a quality test for your group.
I think that's right. Scott Ussery, our AD, he worked really hard last year to kind of revamp and build up our schedule and add some teams that we don't necessarily see, starting with Schuyler County. And so I don't know much, if anything, about them just because we don't usually play them. So I look to go over there and face some stiff competition because, like you said, I think, you know, that part of the state, that conference that Putnam and Milan used to be in, had a rich tradition with their softball program. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that they're going to be tough competition when we go over there. So it'll be a good test for us between Saturday and Monday against Albany and Schuyler County going into our conference opener.
Yeah, we're going to talk specifically about this conference opener. As I look at the way the conference starts, and this is always the case, Coach, you always feel like you get your feet wet in conference and see where you kind of sit. You got Maysville at home, then you go to South Harrison a week from Thursday. You're at Trenton on Tuesday the 8th, and that's almost half of your conference games. We're going to know what the Lady Tigers are in conference quickly into the month of September.
Absolutely. And this year, I like the way our schedule is set up this year because we are able to have games before we start conference. Last year, our very first game was at Maysville. So it was very first conference game and very first game of the season, trying to figure things out. And so I really like that we kind of have that two-game buffer to go and maybe work out some kinks before we start conference play. But you're right, it's kind of bam, 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 and within a week, we're going to have half of our conference schedule played, and we'll kind of see where we're sitting at.
There are games that, when I'm just working on a story, the storylines just kind of, you know, they kind of work. You got a Maysville team that's been in the Final Four 2 years in a row. Your team made the playoffs in Class 1 last year. You're looking to make a step up in the GRC this year. You got Maysville coming to Princeton, and oh, by the way, it's the conference opener. That game on Tuesday is a huge game for your program especially, I think, Coach.
Absolutely, and we talked about that same thing last year, and the story is no different. We just happened to get the fortunate of starting our conference schedule with one of the best teams in the conference, so we have a tough game right from the get-go, and we're really going to be tested. And, you know, Maysville has a great team. They've been really young and youthful the last couple of years, and now those key players for them are their upperclassmen and their leaders. So, you know, they're still going to be tough, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us. And we're going to have to play our best game and be able to compete with them, which I think that we can. We're just going to have to be on our A game.
I also enjoy when you see somebody who's really good at their craft, and we know you have a good pitcher in Lauren Crone. What I enjoyed about Lauren last year is the bigger the game, the better Lauren pitched, where she really stepped up to the pressure of the moment. And I think, you know, just in a between the ears standpoint, as far as having a big game on Tuesday, it has to fill you with a lot of confidence to know that it's going to be a big game, and you know Lauren's going to be there bringing it.
That's a perfect way to describe her, and it was no more evident than it was last year in the postseason. She just put the team on her back and was posting double-digit strikeouts in, I think, every single one of our postseason games. So she was huge for us, and she's proven that she can perform in clutch situations. And so having someone like that as our leader and on the mound is crucial for a team like us that's really young and has a lot of new people in new positions, and so that's going to be huge for us having her.
It's Wednesday as we record this. Your season opener is Saturday, and obviously you got a little taste of action against Milan and Gallatin last week, but do you really feel that season opener approaching quickly now, Coach, where, you know, the girls are working and doing their thing in practice, but they're really eager at this point to play a game?
Yeah, it is. It's I think they're eager. And, you know, going into something like a jamboree, yes, you want to go and you want to be competitive, but there's not, you don't feel like that pressure to win. And so I think going into our first quote-unquote real game of the season brings a little bit of a different atmosphere. And so it's building and building, and we just need to relax, because like I've said several times, we have a lot of young girls, and this is going to be their first varsity JV level experience in a game. And so we just have to remember to stay within ourselves and do the little things right, fundamentals, do things that we know how to do, and we'll perform and we'll do well.
Did the run that you had, district title, big game, didn't go the way you want against Platte Valley necessarily, but you got yourself into the round of 16 in the playoffs. It's, you know, we talked about this when we kind of previewed the season a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Not that it has the girls kind of, you know, standing tall and walking in more confident, but just getting to that point, did it just kind of put the girls' minds in a little bit of a different place when they think about where they want to be by the end of the season?
I think so. You know, Tom, this is going into my seventh year of coaching, and the story has been the same for us at Princeton. It's us in North Harrison almost every year, and we just haven't been able to get over that hump. And to finally have done that last year, I think, was just a huge relief and realization for the girls that, you know, they could have done it all along. And just for them to feel, to have that confidence in themselves and know that they can do it is really amazing to see as a coach. And so I think that they're not being too overly confident going into this season, but they just have that knowledge, like, we've done it once, we know that we can do it now. And so I think that is going to be huge for us to know that we're able to compete at that level.
Are you pretty sure at this point? I don't even know if they've come up to them. I don't think they have, but do you think that you're going to be class one again this year?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Because, you know, that's a big deal in softball, and yeah, sometimes you just got to be blunt in saying this, but the difference between class one and class two when you get into the postseason is pretty massive.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I think that we should still be class one.
That's head coach Heather Hall of the Princeton Lady Tigers at Albany Saturday morning at Schuyler County on Monday, and then Maysville home opener 5:30 from Gerald Gentry Field on Tuesday. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Tom.